Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hey, Humboldt community, Sam Jones here. I hope you've had an excellent 2 weeks. I feel like I've had a wonderful weekend to recharge and reset. My husband and I spent the weekend down in Santa Rosa. And let me just say, it was beautiful. And I'm going to take a minute or so here just to humbly brag about my ancestors. Back in the early 1900s, my great-great-grandparents, well, mostly my great-great-grandfather, came over from Germany and made it all the way to California Redwoods. He was a logger, and way back then, he built a logging platform for him and his two close friends to pitch their tents up right next to the Russian River while they did all of their logging in that area. A few years later, my great-great-grandfather met his beautiful wife, and he then built a beautiful cabin on that platform. Since then, 1907 to be exact, the cabin has been maintained and passed down through my father's side of the family. It's the second oldest cabin to still exist in that region, so very proud of that. And the cabin, which was named Valhalla, or the home of the gods, is where my husband and I were able to spend our weekend. It has running water and electricity, and even a TV with a DVD player. I know, very fancy nowadays. Anyways, it's two stories with three bedrooms below, and then the master, kitchen, living room, and a screened-in porch on the top floor. The porch is the best place to sleep, surrounded by old redwoods, and the sound of the birds and trees wake you up in the morning. Just outside our cabin, we have a cathedral of redwoods that have formed an almost perfect circle, where we swing in hammocks looking up into the canopy. So, not totally... Don't want to toot the horn, the bragging horn, too much, but it's just a short quarter of a mile walk down to a private beach that is picturesque. Mind you, the hike back is great for building up the butt and a little bit more of a workout, but very much worth it. I've gone every year of my life, except maybe once, and clearly this is a place I love to go. And I'm also so thankful that my husband can appreciate its majestic beauty. Okay, so not so humble bragging over. But I wanted to highlight this as an opportunity to discuss recharging and resetting. We all have jobs or school or any other plethora of stresses in our lives. The go, go, go aspect of life is important, but the rest and recovery is just as important. So take these next 2 weeks, find your reset button, and take the time to recharge. You'll feel so much better and will actually be more productive in the end. So here's to 2 weeks of resetting and recharging. This is Sam Jones for Community Comments.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.